Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Hi. So I just wanted to talk to you really quickly about something that I am noticing with entrepreneurs. I know that we all have started our business because we want to make some money, not some money, we want to make loads of money. We want to position ourselves as the authority figure. We want to make sure that we're attracting our ideal clients. We want to make sure that, you know, we're making money every single day and really getting the bag, securing the bag and stuff, right? And nothing is wrong with that. Absolutely nothing is wrong with that. But I realize that a lot of people are struggling because two things. The first thing is that they don't have a goal. There's no goal behind their business, right? So they just started a business and, well, I started a business and here I am, right? There's no goal behind your business. There is no thought process about what do I want my business to look like, feel like, who do I want to serve, how do I want to serve them, what is the challenge that they are experiencing, how am I going to help them solve this challenge, and how are they going to feel after I have helped them solve this challenge. And I think we're missing the mark. A lot of entrepreneurs are missing the mark because they're not doing that part of the work. Where they are getting clear, spending time to get really, really clear about their intentions, right? You're not doing that. So what you're doing is saying, I'm going to start a business. Let me start a Facebook page. Let me start an Instagram feed. And that's what they do. And then they start to post the pictures and videos and that kind of thing. And they're not getting consistent sales. But the reason is that your goal is not clear. You haven't decided exactly what your business is going to be. You haven't created a vision plan behind your business, right? And without your goal, without having a very clear goal for your business, your strategy is not going to be clear because your strategy is fed by the goal that you set up, right? And again, your strategy is not your list of things to do. Your strategy is all about how you're going to move from this goal that you've written to get to, how you're moving forward. What are the things that you need to do in order to move this goal forward, right? So you don't have a goal and you jump straight into strategy, right? And your strategy is post on social media 5 times a day. That's not how you're going to grow your business. That's not how you're going to get daily sales. That's not how you're going to become a millionaire, guys. It just doesn't work that way. It never works that way. Spend some time. And this is like the best time for you to do this, right? Just stop. Take a day or two. Take a deep breath. Get your pen and paper out. Spend some time getting very, very clear on your goal. Getting very specific about what you want your business to look like and feel like, who you want to serve, how you want to serve them, how much you want to charge. Don't go and charge your lowest price. Yeah? How much you want to charge in order to make the type of money that you want, right? From there, you can then move into, okay, this is my strategy. My strategy is to create a series. Right, a series of videos. My strategy is to create an email opt-in to get people inboard, so to get people in my list so that I can then feed them this. This is my strategy. This is how I'm going to create my sales funnel. This is how I'm going to build that know, like, and trust. This is how I'm going to build the relationship with my audience. But before you reach there, you have to get clear on your goals, guys. I don't know why so many of you feel like you can just jump that part of it, that part of the process, and expect great wins. I'm not saying you're not going to make any money, But you're not going to make consistent money, and your business is not going to grow how you want it to grow because you haven't spent time just figuring out what my goal is. What do I want for me? What do I want for my business? What do I want my business to look like in 12 months? And break that goal down into 90 days. The reason I say 90 days, I know you might have a 5-year vision plan or even a 12-month vision plan, but the reason I say break it down into 90 days because 90 days is doable. 90 days is 3 months, 90 days is 12 weeks. In 90 days, you can see progress. In 90 days, you can measure your progress, right? It's not about trying to do everything one time. It's not about trying to be perfect, right? It's not about that. But decide what has to happen in my business in the next 90 days. What is my goal in my business for the next 90 days? For the next 90 days, I want to make sure that I increase my visibility by 75% so that I get DMs and emails and WhatsApps from people every single day, at least 5 people every single day asking to work with me. In the next 90 days, I want to make sure that my email list grows from 0 to 500 people, which means I need to create at least 2, maybe 3 very, very dynamic opt-ins, which are really valuable to my audience, which they are going to gravitate towards, which they are going to lap up because it is so valuable to them. In the next 90 days, I want to make sure that every one of my ideal clients know my name. So I am going to create 90 days of content, and I am going to share that content using videos where I'm going to show up on my social media and on my YouTube channel for the next 90 days, sharing value on marketing, sales, and launching. Guys, you want to get really, really specific. It's not just about I want some money, or I want to sell every single week. I want to get sales every single week. You want to get specific about what that goal is. Pen to paper. Get specific about what that goal is, and then start to flesh that out. What is going to happen in my business over the next 90 days? And then what am I willing and ready to do? What action am I willing and ready to get into to make sure that I get that goal, right? Once I get that goal, once it is measurable, once I can see it, I can smell it, I can feel it, I can visualize it, and I, at the end of that 90 days, I could go ahead and make new goals for the next 90 days. So what you can do is to create a 12-month goal and then break that 12-month goal into 90-day goals. So you have 4 sets of 90-day goals for the year. It is easier for you to manage, and it is more likely that you will get into action if you break down into 90-day goals as opposed to, I have this goal for the year, right? Take that goal for the year and break it down into 90-day goals. So guys, don't skip on this part of your process as you are building your business. Don't skip on that part of the process, because that's a huge part of the process that really helps you glide through this journey that we are all on in growing our business. Yep. So that's my message, and I'll talk to you again later. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.